News brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Laura Devoy. Australia's coronavirus death toll has risen to 103, with a 30-year-old Queensland man the latest victim. The man showed symptoms of the virus before his death and tested positive in a post-mortem test. The man lived in the central Queensland town of Blackwater, which has never had a known case of COVID-19. The man's partner is also showing symptoms and is now isolated in hospital in Rockhampton while undergoing tests. The Prime Minister has cautioned people against overreacting to a coronavirus outbreak on a live export ship in Western Australia. Six crew members of the livestock carrier docked in Fremantle have tested positive for the virus. There are also concerns for quarantine officers and port workers who boarded the vessel without knowing the crew were infected. Speaking to Sky News, Scott Morrison says calls to shut down the live export industry during the coronavirus pandemic are unfounded.
We've got the systems in place and they can be managed and they can be protected, and they are being. But if we're going to, you know, stop exporting whether it's our agricultural products or our resources or anything like this, then that is going to hurt our economy drastically. So I would caution people from getting too far ahead of themselves on this.
The three sisters who were allegedly sexually abused by former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer say they are delighted and relieved by an Israeli court's decision to allow Ms. Leifer to face extradition to Australia. Ms. Leifer fled the country in 2008 before she was charged with more than 70 counts of child sexual abuse. An Israeli court has now ruled Ms. Leifer is mentally fit to face extradition, despite her claims she is suffering from mental illness. One of the sisters, Dassi Ehrlich, says she is glad the court has recognised Ms. Leifer's manipulation.
We know the way that she manipulates people. We experienced it ourselves. And for the court to see that, it only took them 6 years, but finally to actually have a judge say that she has been deceitful, it's just enormous. It's huge.
Ms. Leifer's legal team is expected to challenge the decision. An Indigenous Labor MP says she has great fears a referendum to include Indigenous recognition in the Constitution will not happen in the next few years. The Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Ken Wyatt, has promised to hold a referendum if there is enough support. Today marks 53 years since the successful 1967 referendum, where Australians voted to change the Constitution, giving Indigenous people the right to be counted in the national census. Wiradjuri woman and the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Linda Burney, told the ABC Australia needs a referendum now.
We cannot go backwards in this country, and it is really at the behest of the Prime Minister and the government to make that referendum happen in this term. If we don't, we miss an enormous opportunity.
Social media platform Twitter has added a fact-checking warning to one of the US president's tweets on the upcoming presidential election, which disproves Donald Trump's claims. The warning appears at the bottom of a tweet about mail-in ballots, which Mr. Trump claims will be substantially fraudulent. He says if they are utilised in this year's presidential election, the election will be rigged. Twitter's link at the bottom of the tweet takes readers to a fact-checking site, which sets the record straight on Mr. Trump's claims. It's the first time Twitter has used the feature after widespread criticism the platform has contributed to the spread of misinformation.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Good morning. It's currently 16 degrees and we're looking towards a top of 20 today. Partly cloudy, slight chances of a light shower along the coast and light winds. The sun will set tonight at 3 minutes to 5pm. Looking for the rest of the week. Thursday, fog then sunny, 7 to 20. Friday, possible shower, 8 to 19. Saturday, mostly sunny, 7 to 20. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 10 to 21. And the moon is a waxing crescent with first quarter this Saturday, May the 30th.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
There's no current traffic incidents to report, but I'd like to just update you on Connell Street at Barney Street and Albert Street, where the Parramatta Light Rail is changing the intersection there so we can travel around via Connell Street. So lots of changes there. Just please check your signage and exercise caution as you go through North Parramatta. It's 5 minutes past 10 and you're on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Oh, listen, I was just dressing myself. I look at outside. It's like, yeah, that sun, you know, outside, it doesn't look very warm. I got to put a jacket, you know, I mean, the jumper. And I come out, it was quite warm, actually. It was a beautiful
it's
morning.
Quite nice, yeah.
It is, eh?
I'd like to be on a bike, but in here first in the studio.
On a bike, you know, why would you be on a bike now? You know, like, it's better to be with me in the studio.
Oh, of course, of course. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we've got a program for the program's most important.
Yeah, it is,
eh? Bike riding, less so.
Look, I know that you'll enjoy bicycle driving, and I'd like to welcome everybody to our listeners and our sponsors on our Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We'll take a short break, and Darren and I will come back with more music and our guests.
Alive 90.5.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has a someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you're gonna stay, babe. That's why, darling, it's incredible someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That's why, darling, when you hold my hand, I can hardly understand how someone like you thinks that I am unforgettable.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
It's 11 minutes past 10. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Good morning again, Mario.
Darren, you know, I just love this introduction. I mean, this when we do this show, what I truly I like it. You know, I mean, when I was started working in the studio, you know, I was always saw the things, you know, like music background, you know, be more professional. But I'm truly grateful that you brought this into the studio
now,
with us.
Yes, Mario. And I know you've got some words for us. And talk about music. I might just change the music.
I think we should, like, you know, something more dramatic. You know, I mean, that's what we're experiencing. Thanks to the Darren Capes Davis and to all our listeners on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. As you know, my name is Mario Beckes, and I'm a host of the Business Insights with Mario. This radio show, Business Radio Talk Show, hosts the people who truly can be your inspiration. Mentors are most important to help you to be successful in every part of your life. Today's episode of the Business in Mario, it's a little bit different, not because we have different guests or, you know, different setup in the studio or lights, or it's we have the beautiful hand sanitizer, but Alive 90.5 is a part of something great. And through my personal experience, as I can say, like, you know, there's no shame in this, I truly live as a homeless, a broke, truly broke, that I do remember even walking next to the bank during our trigger alarm. That's how broke and poor I was. And the lowest point in my life was being selling my son, you know, several years ago, Thomas the Tank Engine, to Cash Converters, just to be buy a meal for the day. I've been stabbed, betrayed in business and dumped by those who I believed were here for me and they love me. But the life always challenges you. Saying that, this show is not about me, about my personal experiences. It's about you, the listeners, and how we can empower you through this radio station, this show. And I'm hoping that you're going to find inspiration and energy and the reason to do more just by listening our guests in studio. And as I said, like, I'm truly blessed that this radio station, great radio station, Alive 90.5, hosts great guests in this studio. However, I'd like to bring something else different to you. Humans, we are not just here on this planet to make it things better for ourselves, but to share what we have with those who are less fortunate. And I'm grateful to bring to your attention today that yesterday, Alive 90.5, traditionally together with our lady Chair Gillian and Darren Capes Davis, who is my boss, they yesterday have the great great cause, biggest morning tea, Darren. So
indeed.
Can you tell us more about biggest morning tea?
Well, Australia's biggest morning tea. Normally you get out, you bring your friends around, you have a cuppa, get your cake out, and last year we had it outside. But this year with COVID-19, I know we don't like that word too much, but we are as we are, and so we had it virtually. So,
but tell me, why did you give up this year? There was no cake. Usually you set up guys cakes, you and Gillian, you do the music, the sound system, the people come here and they give them the best. Why didn't you give up this year?
Well, because we have to have social distancing, the best thing that we thought we could do is actually take our broadcast to the world. So we went Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And we have many listeners and many active Facebook participants over 2 hours yesterday, and raised over $2,000.
Well, that's a great feature, $2,000.
Yeah, all for the Cancer Council, research and cancer support. And it's special at the moment because Gillian's mum is going through cancer.
Yeah.
And one of our presenters, Regina, her sister, actually just passed away from cancer as well.
And we have another
so special
presenter
for the station. That's right.
Yeah, Lloyd, he was here.
And Lloyd, and there's a few others who are suffering some health issues as well. So raising funds for cancer research and for health research is very important. It's dear to my heart as well.
Yeah.
So last year I danced in what's called Stars of Parramatta.
Yes, I saw that. How did you go with that one?
Yeah, so raised nearly $6,000. I danced the tango.
And tell me, why are you doing this, Darren?
Push myself beyond my limits. And I must say, in those 10 weeks of learning the tango, there was a time when I thought, nah, I'm throwing it all away. I can't do this. I can't learn those steps.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about raising funds for cancer research. And that got me through. And so I just practiced hard. And in the end, got through it and had a great night when we had the dance-off.
It's interesting, like, you know, we are all, you know, humans, I feel, after all. And to our listeners who are sitting now next to your radio station, so in the car, on a workplace, and I know that you love my sexy voice, that point we try to make it is you don't need big gurus, you don't need the big inspirations to do small deeds which are going to change on the big things for those who they need the most. As Darren mentioned, he was last year dancing and he collected $6,000. Sorry, he raised $6,000, and yesterday, the biggest morning tea, raised $2,000 for those less fortunate who had big challenge in front of them, which is cancer. I'd like to invite you, all of you, to visit the website or Live 90.5. Darren, is this still alive for the...
It is. You can go to bit.ly/alive905-t or just jump onto our website and find the link and you can donate, and those donations be open throughout June. It's the end of May, I believe. Yeah. And then Gillian will wrap it up.
That is beautiful. So please, that website that Darren mentioned, we're going to post today later on our podcast of Business Yesterday with Mario. But basically, come on live90.5.com.au. Please, be who you are the best and help those who need the most. Instead of me going in circle and explaining my life, your life, everybody's life, we're all going to some type of obstacles and we're hitting the wall sometimes. But help those ones who need the most. And that's the biggest money tip. Organized by Alive 90.5. You're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We'll take a short break and introduce our first guest.
Alive 90.5. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass,
bass, bass, bass, bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chasing. All the right junk and all the right places. I see the magazines, working the Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size. She said, boys like a little more booty to hold tonight. That booty. Now I won't be no stiff fake or silicone body doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, hey! I'm bringing booty back, go ahead and tell them skinny bitches, hey! Now I'm just plain, I know you think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size. You know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, hey. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trebles. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no
Engwanyama, Engwanyama Bala, Engwanyama,
in the circle of life.
From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there's more to be seen that can never be seen, more to do that can ever be done, yeah. As some say eat or be eaten, as some say live and let live, but all are agreed as they join the stampede, you should never take more than you give. In a circle of life, it's the wheel of fortune, it's the leap of faith, it's the band of hope, till we find our place. And some of us soar to the stars, and some of us sail through our troubles, and some have to live with the scars. There's far too much to take in here, more to find that can never be found, but the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. In a circle of life, it's the wheel of fortune, it's the leap of faith, it's the band of hope, till we find our place.
Is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta. Set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour, Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Chambers Cellars Winston Hills, proudly independent cellars, has a wide selection of wines from Australia's unique wine regions, as well as local and international beers and spirits. Pop in and meet Mark and the team, who will give you the best advice at the right price. Open 7 days a week, Chambers Cellars, your local cellars for all your entertaining needs and for relaxation. Chambers Cellars, station sponsor.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
It's 25 minutes past 10 and you're on Business Insights with Mario. Lovely 16 degrees. Mario, yeah, take it away.
Truly it is. Thank you. Thank you so much, darling. As I always try to introduce our guest as best possible, this guest doesn't need introduction. He was with me in the studio not once but twice, so this is the third time. The reason why I have him in the studio today, actually I don't want to lie, he's online. His name is Edward Zia. But who is Edward Zia? He's a mentor, certified practicing marketer, master coach, and mentor thousands of winners globally to help them get more clients, win top positions, and become leading personal brands. Reason why I want to talk to the Edward Zia along with the darling Caps Davis, it is biggest morning tea. Now, I want to, Darren, I wanted to Edward share with us some secrets and wanted to help us more to understand how social media actually work. Edward, good morning. No bad, no bad. And thank you for taking our phone call. Can we hear him? Just a second, Edward. We'll try to work out on our audio. Our dear listeners, Edward is online, so we try to just boost a little bit signal so we can hear him clearly. Edward Zia, he's a good friend of mine. He's my mentor as well. I don't need to mention this. And as I say on the beginning, our guests are usually here to inspire you and give you the more energy and to share with us their tips and knowledge. So we are ready to go now.
Beautiful. I just want to say it's an honor being here.
Oh, that's a beautiful sound. Yes, please.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you can all hear me. That's a start because, in fact, that actually launches me into my first point.
Yes.
If you want to succeed on social media, you need to be heard and you've got to have great video and great audio quality, as we just learned then the hard way, Mario.
Indeed. So, look, I'm talking now on behalf of the Let's Say radio station, where I'm hypothetically, Edward, there is a lot of people who call themselves influencers, but they have no facts and the stats behind them to prove that they are true influencers or true mentors or gurus or whatever we want to call them now. I know you're truly, truly mentor, and that's like your positivity during the COVID-19. It's just impeccable. It's second to none. I truly appreciate that one. And as I said, like, I'm always happy having a radio. Now, Edward, tell us the first thing. Why is it important to be visible on social media as a businessman? Now the radio station.
Oh, great point. Be it you're in business for yourself, you're an employee who wants to get promoted, or even if you're just an individual that wants to create social change, the beauty of becoming an influencer is you build a platform that people listen to you where you can create the change that you want, be it growing your business or forgetting business for the moment. It could just be social change, bringing awareness to a charity that inspires you. For example, one of my very good friends is transgender. And she,
right,
as a new gender, she is using LinkedIn as a platform to bring awareness to domestic violence, which is incredible.
Okay, speaking of domestic violence, you know, I saw your post on LinkedIn, and everybody who doesn't connect with Edward Zia, please find him on LinkedIn. You'll be surprised. Edward, tell me one thing only. I'm just very curious. How do people make the difference? What's the difference between the true mentor and true influence like yourself and those who are really not, but they try to sell themselves to the businesses and businesses pay them good money and actually they don't deliver? Can you tell us the difference? What they need to people look in a good influence like yourself?
It's someone who walks the talk. So if anyone can call themselves an influencer, and I only started calling myself an influencer after other people started calling me an influencer. So I didn't give myself a title, the market gave it. So the first thing is that you've got to look at the person.
Yes.
A, do they walk the talk? And B, are they genuine? Because are they a real fake influencer that's talking from the point of view of principle, or are they a fake influencer who's just chasing clicks and making stuff up?
That's very interesting. Now, the question I do have for you, you mentioned beginning that's a very important video for presence on social media. Why is the video important, and how do we create a video? Do we need to have the expensive equipment, studio, or how do you create that content?
Well, some of my most viral videos have just been created straight from my mobile phone. So I've got a wonderful Samsung Galaxy S10. I'm a Samsung buff, but be it you're in a Samsung or Apple. You know, I won't start the Apple wars. Samsung's better. But what you'll have, right, is that a simple phone, a great Apple, a great modern-day phone, it's all you need. You can just take videos with it. And some of my most viral videos that have brought me a lot of leads that have converted in clients have been 1-2 minute shot from my mobile phone.
That's very interesting. Darren, what do you think about this, about videos? We should do the more videos in studio?
Most definitely. I think more Facebook Live, and I'll set it up next week. So when we've got a studio guest, I think video really gives it another edge. It allows people to connect, to see you. Yes. I mean, the one thing is a voice, another thing to see that warmth. I know always when I talk with Edward or see Ed online, he has such a warmth in his face and such a joy, and it's always a joy. It just lifts me up. I could be down and see Edward online and go, 100%.
Edward, what keeps you going? You know, for our listeners who don't see your videos yet, who don't know you yet, and they will certainly come to search for you via Google or via LinkedIn, Edward, I know the fact it is that many times I will wake up in different country, 3 or 4 o'clock afternoon or morning, you will be already awake 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. What keeps you going and what gives you that positivity?
Yeah, probably three things. Sugar is number one. Two is caffeine. And the third thing is having a positive mindset. And I always get asked, how do you achieve the positive mindset? Here's the secret. Every day I'll consume, mostly on YouTube or LinkedIn, I'll watch at least an hour of positive motivational materials every day. And that is how I keep my mind so positive and focused.
That's very interesting. So, yeah, Darren, you want to say something?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just monitoring the audio here as well. Just a little bit of feedback from Ed. So I'm just monitoring the levels so we make it most comfortable for our listeners.
So Ed, on a personal note, there is a lot of positive videos there on a market, but on a YouTube. But you're creating your own positive videos, and you say you mentioned sugar, caffeine, and the positive, the attitude. But, you know, you must have sometimes, you know, that you hit some obstacle or, you have the day doesn't unfold in the way you want. How do you feel and how do you overcome obstacles during the day as a businessman and keep that positivity?
Exactly.
Is that meaning more sugar, more caffeine or?
Well, usually what it actually is that when anyone can be positive when they're winning, the challenge is how do you be positive when you're losing? And a good influencer can keep pumping out really good content whether they're losing or winning. And so it comes down to this is your frame of reference. So I'm used to losing and I'm used to winning, and losing and winning can occur very quickly on a daily basis. This is a problem that most people have, that I used to have. People celebrate when they're happy and they have a meltdown when things don't go their way. Okay, be it they get depressed, they crash, they get angry. And again, I'm talking to my old self here.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to any people listening. When things don't go your way, you've got to stop having a meltdown. And we'll meltdown around me. You've got to stop the negative pattern. Because true winners can keep going when they're losing. Okay.
I think we're just losing Ed a bit there. So
you think it's warm.
You might be in a black spot. Yeah. Maybe it's time to take a break and we'll see if we get a break, better connection and we'll go from there.
You're listening to Live 90.5 Business as in Mario. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with Edward Zieda, top global influencer with us online in studio Live 90.5.
Remember time.
24 minutes to 11 on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And we've got Ed Zia back on the line.
Yeah, we do, because we use a different one. Darren Capes Davis is a true magician, and he's establishing connections with our guests a different way rather than a phone. But we now need to opt it back to the phone. Edward, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, that's awesome, mate. Oh, this is good, beautiful
that's
sound.
That's a much better,
oh,
awesome connection.
Oh, my God. So, Edward, we stop before we take a short break, and Darren, he done his magic. We spoke about this. The people are, when they're happy, they celebrate, they're on top of the world, they're sharing advices. However, what's happened when they hit a wall or obstacle? What's happened then? You mentioned something, and we have the breaks in the sound, so we couldn't hear you properly. So please, if you can, continue that one.
Absolutely. I think negative people were trying to hack my phone line and stop me giving you the
That's a good one.
All the negative people that hated me were like, we're going to disrupt Ed's signal. So
yeah, first tell us this, what we mentioned. What negativity brings to the people? Can we just, you know, round up this question? And what's happened to those ones who hate us, you know, for our successes?
Exactly. Now, haters will be haters. So especially when you take off as an influencer, you will have your lovers and haters. And it's very important to get used to that, because really, if you look at the way society generally brings us up, society likes bringing us up to big crowd pleasers, you know. Yeah. But basically, innocent little Vegemites just do what they're told and they just want to please everyone. That's how society tries to bring us up. But what's very important is that you get used to the idea of people hating you, because as you become successful, you just give haters. And I'll use a very classic example, what a lot of people use about Trump. Trump could cure cancer tomorrow, and his critics will accuse Trump of denying scientists their jobs.
Right? That's so interesting. Yeah, I can see that Trump, whatever he does, you know, particularly around him, the media really, really doesn't bring nothing positive about him, just looking to hammer him. And I never understand why is this happening. Now, in an instance in a business world, like, you know, like yourself, I know that you're doing a lot of great things, and obviously you're going to have the people who doesn't like you. But I saw the personally how you're dealing with this with a smile on your face. Why dealing this with a smile on your face? Why letting the people who hate us, like, let's just say, you can teach now me, because I will be very upset, and I know I'm an emotional man, and I'm bringing emotions with everything. Why you are smiling when the haters say something, let's say, inappropriate, and you just brush away and you continue life? You know, I mean, you continue work. Why are you doing that way?
Well, two reasons. That haters are weak people, okay? So haters are very, very weak people. And if you look at any, haters are bullies are the same thing. People who are haters are actually bullies. And bullies are really, really weak people. And that brings me to the second point. When you know haters are just like, you know, weak childhood bullies that have just grown up into an adult form, it gives you a sense of awareness. It brings a second point.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have haters, you're not being successful, because ultimately, if everyone likes what you're saying, it means that no one actually cares. You need to have a controversial, polarizing message.
Oh, that's a good one. Do you agree, Daniel, about this one?
Most definitely. And I know Ed was talking about this the other day on LinkedIn, and I found it fascinating to actually think, and remember Ed saying, don't sit on the fence. Isn't that true?
Yeah, and I'll use a good example of where fence sitting will get you. I'll talk UK politics here, but remember Brexit, right?
Yes.
And remember the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, at the time.
Yeah.
You know, remember Theresa May. I like Theresa May, by the way, but the problem that she had, she got kicked out by her own party because she just sat on the fence. She wouldn't necessarily support Brexit, nor would she support staying. And what's very important, using her as an example, her then predecessor Boris, or her then character who came in, Boris, came in and supported Brexit and then won a majority. So it's very important that you have an opinion and you stick to it. So ironically, haters are a sign of success. Okay, so the more haters you get is actually the more that you're succeeding. You need to remember that haters are bullies. They're little insignificant worms from the the schoolyard.
Okay, that's a good one. I like it. Yes. So, Edward, you know, I as I said, like, I was admiring, and I said, like, I'm very happy you're my mentor, and I said, like, you know, I don't need to go into depth what you're teaching me as well. But as I said, like, everybody who is interested to become a true influencer, how to, you know, honestly not just impress, but how to talk to audience and how to capture that potential client for yourself. You should talk to Edward Zia, and you can find him on LinkedIn. And I never spoke. We had the last week David Lindsay in his studio, and Danny and I asked him, how did you cope with being bullied in school? But interesting enough, you know, I mean, he found different way to express himself. Now you're telling us we should stick with opinion. Do you believe that if you stick with your opinion and, you know, with your thesis of, you know, of your product, or, you know, you're defending your services, that clients will notice this, that you have that consistency regardless if it's a good or bad situation, you're sticking with your opinion as a positive outcome or negative outcome?
Well, the thing is, you've got to be principled. So I'll stick to my principles. So I won't say what's popular. I'll stick to my principles, and I'll always follow my principles. And if I ever catch myself being a hypocrite, I'm the first to admit that. And the second point is, as well, is there's nothing wrong with, as an influencer, admitting that you're wrong and changing direction, okay? But it's important that you stick to what you believe, because one of the things that separates a real influencer from a fake influencer is often just chasing polls and trying to please a crowd. A real influencer is by all means pleasing the crowd, but they're sticking to their principles and what they believe. So if I get something wrong, I'll publicly declare I was wrong on a certain issue and take the new frame of reference. And that's why I do well. But, and the other point I want to make as well, and a lot of people don't understand this, but you have to love your fans. So I love my fans. I've got tens of thousands of fans around the world, and I absolutely love them.
Darren, can you hear his positivity in his voice? You know, he's just like, doesn't matter what's happening. Look, as like, you know, we all have that different life experiences. We all, we can find inspiration in many videos online. But as I say, you know, I always try to go to resources which they're real and live, which is like yourself. And as I said, like, you know, I can say from my personal experience, again, you know, I was very confident running the radio show, but I'm more confident because I have a Darren in the studio. And, you know, being laughed and, you know, being told you can't do it actually proved me that, you know, persistence and, you know, brushing away the people who are not important in your life, as you say, bully. You know, I mean, they are, you know, from the schoolyard. How did you mention this? You know, being a very happy people actually can empower us. But Edward, before we take a break, I do have the one more question, and this is a very short one. You wake up in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you say you sugar, caffeine, and positivity. But okay, I want to ask you one question. What would you do that, you know, like your videos, you don't give up even when it's raining. I saw your videos in front of the Opera House, and you were there inspiring people doing the push-ups during the rain and storm. Why is that there? What possesses you to do the push-ups and inspire people, you know, that can go today, you know, reaching, you know, the best ones, even it's raining and it's cold?
Well, you got to make it interesting. And what happened that day was one of my friends at the gym said to me, Ed, you know, you just hang out at the gym and talk on your phone. You don't do any exercise. And it was Anytime Fitness in the city. And then I immediately just said, I then swore at my friend, saying language I will not repeat on mainstream media. Then I just went straight to the Opera House and did a video and uploaded to LinkedIn doing push-ups in the rain outside the Opera House. Got tens and tens of thousands of views. And my friend saw it on LinkedIn. And by the time I got back, they said to me, Ed, I'm sorry, I'll never doubt you again. So it was a bit of humor, but as an influencer, you need to do interesting, edgy stuff to really grab attention.
Hey, may I ask one more question? I know Darren, he's monitoring the minutes. Do you agree that actually this COVID-19 situation, and I can't stress this enough, actually show true influencers from the influencers who are just there for the clicks and the fame? Because I saw that many, many big names, and let's just say influencers on Instagram, due to their beautiful bodies, actually they disappeared now, and the people like yourself persistent stayed. What's changed, Edward, in that past 3 months, in the last 3 months, that people who were the big names, influencers, million followers, suddenly drop off the grid, but yourself, you continued?
I hate to say, and I like some of these people, so I say this with respect to everyone, and I do like some of them. They didn't have the resilience to keep going. So again, some influencers can only post when they're happy, which is a very dangerous thing to do. The real influencers can keep going and going and going when times are against them. So, for example, our glorious Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. You know, this guy just kept going and going. He was an absolute tank during the whole corona COVID situation. He still is. And that separates the real influencers from the weak ones. Weak influencers, they might have millions of followers and power to them, but if they can't keep influencing while they're not feeling good, that's always going to set them back. So what was interesting is that we've grown by tens of thousands of fans during COVID, which has been incredible.
That's very interesting. Well, thank you very much. We take a short break. You're listening live, 90.5 Business. This is Mario with us in studio online. It is Edward Zia, and you can find him on LinkedIn.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153 or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region.
Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
It's 9 minutes to 11 on Alive 90.5.
Oh my God, where the
Business
time flies
Inside the Mario.
Where the time flies, you know, with Edward's here, it's always time flying. Edward, before we took a break, we spoke, you know, and you mentioned now Prime Minister, how he handled the situation, and we spoke about influences and how the negative and positive impacts social media does have, and how important persistence it is, and to brush away the people who doesn't like it what we do. Now, Edward, we have the few minutes before we end this interview with you. I have a few questions, and tell us, what's the biggest mistake we're doing on social media when we're doing the videos?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest mistakes is not making intelligent points. In other words, you're just going on, and also not having good enough audio or video quality. So what's very important is your audio quality is crisp and clear. But the first point is you're making very strong points that your target customers love.
Target customers love? How do I know what my targets want, sir?
Yeah, well, exactly. So whenever you speak as an influencer, you got to think about who exactly is your audience. Like, who are your customers? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to achieve? And you got to kind of stick to that thinking. So, for example, a lot of my wonderful clients all love Scott Morrison. So whenever I talk about something, okay, I always drop in how much I love Scott Morrison, because A, I think he's the best Prime Minister ever, and B, my customers love it. And, you know, again, it's about understanding your customers and what they want and really sticking to that. And, of course, showing them what's loving, giving them great tips they can act on.
Now, that's very interesting. So what would your tips you give to the every person who wants to become the influencer? What's the first step to do except reaching Edward Zia and talk to Edward Zia? So, like, what was the first step going to be?
Number one is think about exactly why you want to be an influencer and what you're trying to do. The second point I'd love to make is start putting out content, be it you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever platform. Pick the platform that suits you and start putting out ideas. And number three, really look at how your content's being taken. Really look at how it's coming across. And as an additional point is to be positive in what you're doing. By all means, talk about negative issues, but the more you positively frame it, is the faster you're going to build a fan base and a great engaged audience.
Okay, I have that one question, asking for the friend. Darren, you want to ask something?
Oh, no. You go ahead. I've got okay. One thing at the end for
yeah, okay. Ed. So, like, if I want to learn to become influencer, and I'm very serious, you can offer that type of service. You can teach me how to become an influencer. I'm asking, you know, I know I'm learning from you, and I'm very grateful for what I learned so far, because I applied. But if somebody wants to learn to become an influencer, is this the way you can coach people, or, you know what I mean, how they learn from you?
Absolutely. I've got a range of free and paid programs that people can engage with. The best thing to do is check me out on LinkedIn and follow me and connect with me there.
Darren to spell your name, because it's too many funny English words.
Oh, it's Edward Zia. I mean, the best way is just to look up Edward Zia. Is that correct? And Zia is Z-I-A.
That's it. That's the name. And very nice.
The love is there. And the one thing I was going to ask, Ed, before we finish off this morning, we've got a debate in the studio, and it's between Vegemite and Marmite.
Oh, my God. We're starting now.
Yeah. We have to see. I think we should start tallying it up. So is it Vegemite or Marmite or nothing for you, Ed?
Well, I'll give you this answer. I think both of them don't taste good. However...
That's my man. You're my man, Edward. Thank you very much.
As an Australian citizen who loves our greatest Prime Minister ever, Scott Morrison, I'm going to go with Vegemite as a sign of patriotism and love for our glorious country.
Vegemite. Okay.
I think Vegemite's winning now.
Look, I never tried the... what's it called? Your one sweet one.
Promite.
Promite, yeah.
That's out of the equation now.
Look, you never can, you know, can happily be in, you know, like engage with a Vegemite. And Edward, everybody who likes to find you again, can you just, you know, say to your listeners your full name or surname and your, you know, how do you spell your surname? Actually, I mean, I'm not good in English, but when they want to find you, how they're going to find you?
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's Edward, as in the vampire of Twilight. And my last name is Zia, which is Z-I-A, which is actually a Persian name, but it also means auntie in Italian, Z-I-A.
Yeah, wow. That is true, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's going to find you. Edward, I'd like to say thank you very much for being our guest today on the Live 90.5 Business as in Mario. And to all our listeners, interview with Edward Zia is going to be published later on today, how to become the influencer globally on website Live 90.5 under the podcast Business Insights with Mario. Edward Zia, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks, Ed.
Love your work, friend.
Never make a whack jam, but sometimes I get nervous and start to stutter, and I fumble every word I utter. So I just try to